Thank you, Gary. In some form or another, I am certain that during this past year, all of us have gone through an experience like the one Gary just sang about in Daniel Namod's song, Empty Hands. Sometimes it felt wonderful, didn't it, to empty our hands of something we had been trying to release for a while, and we're finally able to do it. Perhaps for some of us it was an old debt or a mortgage that we finally paid off. Or perhaps it was extra weight that we had been carrying around for years that we were finally willing and able to release. Or it could have been something simple, just like clearing out closets we had wanted to do, or a storage shed. Hopefully we all had many types of these clearing experiences in 2013. Or perhaps there were times during the year when our hands were emptied, painfully emptied, emptied of love, the love of someone that we held near and dear to us. Through death, divorce, or some other type of severance of a relationship, we experienced loss and our hearts were breaking. And as much as these experiences tug at our hearts, there is something beautiful that happens when we are willing to fully open our hearts to that experience of saying goodbye. For in those moments of loss and pain, we realize that we could not have felt this pain and love so deeply and loss so deeply if we had not first loved so deeply, fully open from the bottom of our hearts. And even if that love was one-sided, we could not have truly felt such a loss if we had not been first willing to love. To love deeply, one must be willing to be open. We must be willing to send out that love, to be that presence of love with completely open, empty hands that Gary sang about. Not from hands full of conditions and bargaining for our love, but to send out that love without attachment to what may be received in return. Today, we get to stop and ask ourselves if we are fully open to being that presence of love and light in the coming year. Are we fully open, or are we holding on to any limited beliefs or conditions of attachment that could keep us from being that fully open presence of God in this world? This morning, we're going to have two times of quiet instrumental music and personal reflection time. And during the first time of contemplation, we'll be able to take that question within. Am I fully open? Channel of love and light, or is there something within me that is blocking my fullest and best expression in this world? And if so, if there's something blocking me, am I willing to lay it down, to empty my hands of any limited beliefs that I have been holding on to for a while? Now, chances are, if we are still walking this earth, we have something we are still working on releasing so that we can be a more complete expression of the divine within us. Perhaps we're carrying around anger about something that did or did not happen in our lives. Or maybe we are the harshest critic of ourselves, seeing the divine in others before we see it in ourselves. Or as much as we think we have evolved personally, perhaps there are still some prejudices or judgments in our consciousness that are still lingering from the family of origin or the society that we grew up in. So in a few moments, we will have the opportunity to silently and honestly reflect on those limited beliefs that are still in our consciousness and bring them into the light as we are willing to write them on our flash paper, declaring our willingness to release them. And then, when invited, come forward and allow the flame of fire to burn them up, symbolic of our willingness to let them go and to begin a new year. Now, you may be thinking, what can this experience really do for me? Can merely writing words on a piece of paper create this transformation within me? Will this experience make a difference? Can I finally begin to release my judgments or anger or pain? I would like to share with you an experience that I had with prayerful words on a piece of paper in 2004. I was participating in Unity's annual day of prayer. And after all the hoopla of the opening ceremonies, which is quite wonderful if you ever get to go there, it's very wonderful. But after all that had settled down, and the main chapel in the Silent Unity building had settled to a quiet hush, slowly the people that had gathered to pray walked to the front of the room and took stacks of prayer lists out of a box and went back to their seats to begin to pray. And as I got quiet and started to say the names on the list that I had quietly, I realized I am not starting this prayer. I am merely a continuum of the prayer consciousness of the person that wrote this name on the list. I am part of the continuum of the prayer consciousness of perhaps the person that spoke that prayer in the beginning, perhaps a prayer that went to the person that wrote the list. And it was like joining this consciousness of oneness of prayer with this intention for the highest and best for the person that we were praying for. So I know that today, when we write those things on that piece of paper that we are willing to release, that it is part of a continuum of prayer, a prayer that has started in your heart, perhaps a day ago, a year ago, from the time we were an infant. It's something that we want to bring about more in our life. And yet we know there's something standing in our way of that fullest expression. And we're going to write that on our list today, to declare our willingness to let it go. And then we will symbolically bring it up and watch it go up in flames as our prayer continues into the universe. Before we can make space for the new, for the new year ahead, we must first clear out the old. And that is what we were doing in the burning bowl ceremony. So after we complete the ceremony today and everyone has returned to their seats, we will have another quiet time when we write a letter to God. Now, in Unity, we do not believe in an anthropomorphic God, this being in the sky. When we write this letter to God, we are not writing to a person. We are writing to that one power and one presence in the universe. that power and presence that is everywhere present, including within us. Now, no one else will read this letter that we're writing, for you are going to be sealing the envelope yourself and addressing it to yourself, and it will be mailed back to you in the fall of 2014. Or you may be sitting here knowing, I know I'm going to be moving. I would feel more comfortable if I took that letter with me. Feel free to do that too. But know this is our opportunity to declare in writing the relationship that we want to evolve in 2014 with the God of our being, the I am within us. Now, I'll explain this again when we reach that part of the service, but for now, know that we are clearing out those blocks so that we can open up to putting God first in our life in 2014. So let me explain the logistics of our Burning Bowl service. First of all, when you came in, you received an envelope inside your bulletin. If you don't have an envelope, if you would raise your hand, and the ushers will get one to you. All right, as soon as you open the envelope, Gary, do you have an envelope? All right. There is this piece of flash paper. And know that flash is the very descriptive word for it. When you bring it up here, this candle will be lit. And you definitely want to put it in and let go of it quickly because it will flash and burn. And you can watch your releasing happen as that symbolic fire burns up what you are willing to release. So we'll have a time of quiet meditation. You don't have to write now, but I want to make sure now that you at least have a pen. There are some pens on the back of the seats in front of you, or from the front row if you need a pen. Got it. All right. So we'll have some quiet time where we'll be able to reflect on this. Let's see. So after you return to your seat, know that others are still finishing, and just use the time as a nice quiet time of meditation as we wait for everyone to finish. So I invite you to become comfortable in your chairs. And if you want to, you might want to close your eyes to begin, or just in that space where we let go. And we breathe. We breathe in the oneness with the God within us. And as we see that relationship evolving with that divine within us this year, we know that there are still some things getting in the way of that fullness. Whether it's not believing in ourselves, not believing in our divinity, whether it's a pain from the past, an anger or a resentment, even if we're not ready to fully release it today, let us write our intention on that piece of paper, that flash paper. Because we start with a willingness to change, a willingness to empty our hands of all that is blocking us from being that fullest expression of love and light in this world. We let it go. When you feel like your list is complete, you're welcome to walk up and allow that flame to symbolically release. Are you really ready to release that, Ken? Is that flash paper? A lot of releasing. Just let that, looks nice burning like that. All right. So as we clear out one channel, we make that space. We get to affirm what it is we want in 2014. So what I would like to invite you to do today is I want you to specifically focus on what you want in 2014 for that relationship with the divine within you. Perhaps it's a sense of that connection more of the time. Perhaps it's that willingness to show up as love and light in a particular relationship. For This is what I know. When a car comes out of the shop right after that alignment, doesn't it run so smoothly? It is going exactly where you're steering it. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to get our spiritual house in order. And we're going to put that first, God first. That's our focus this morning. How is God first going to show up in our life in 2014? For as we get that spiritual house in order first, it's my belief that the rest of our life will flow much more smoothly. Sure, there's going to be times if we declare we're that willingness to be love, the challenges are going to come up. But it's my belief that when we keep God first, we're going to get back to center a lot faster. We're going to be more grounded in that relationship. And that's what this spiritual community is all about. Providing the opportunity for people to come together every week to remember their spiritual nature, to remember they are grounded and made of the very essence of God, and that we support each other in that knowing, and especially when someone is not seeing it for themselves. We lovingly and caringly help them see it within themselves. So I would like you to open your envelopes again and take out the piece of paper that's in there. So we're going to look at some logistics. First of all, I want you to address the envelope to yourself. While you're doing that, I'll just remind you that this letter is totally confidential. You will be sealing it after you finish, and no one else will open it. After the end of the experience, I'll invite the ushers up later to and ask you to pass the letters to the center, and they'll come through and collect them. So as we prepare for our next time of meditation, I just invite you to become centered again. And let that breath lead you in to the awareness that I am divine. I am one with my divine creator. And I now write this letter of intention for this year. I might start, Dear God, or I might start with an affirmation of I am. I am. Or it might be something coming to you, declaring, In God, I live and move and have my being. Just allow ourselves just to breathe and quietly write when we're ready. Before you seal your envelope, I invite you just to reread the letter to yourself, affirming again in your mind your declaration. know some people are still writing, so feel free to keep writing as we continue the service. You can turn your letter in later to one of the ushers. But for I invite the ushers to come forward now, and let's collect the ones that are finished. And I tried to lick mine, and then I realized it was a peel-off seal. So if you're finished, no rush. If you're finished, pass your letters to the center, and they'll be collected.
This is a song about not leaving things behind.